What's up, everybody? Welcome to Rice and Beans. You got Cookie and Jester in the house.
Hello.
On a beautiful Sunday night. Everybody sit back, relax, drink it up, lower your standards, and get ready to laugh your ass off. What's up, Cookie?
Not much.
So, a lot of weird things going on with condoms these days, huh?
Yeah. What's a condom?
Those things a bunch of millennials' parents should have used.
Ugh, tell me about it.
If only they had instructions on that, right?
Yeah, seriously. Fuck. Contraceptives. Use them.
And now they're doing, if the Tide Pod challenge wasn't bad enough, now these morons are snorting them?
Ugh. That is my party trick. Please tell me they are not snorting it through their nose, sticking the dick in their mouth, and putting the condom over the dick. Because I was doing that since 2002. Where's my 5 minutes?
Well, I guess you should have put it on YouTube, because that's the new big thing now, and on social media is same group, same demographic.
Well, it just makes sense to me, because hands are so dirty, you know? Because I know where my hands have been. So I would just be like, just mouth it. And saliva kills so many germs, so yeah.
You know, I'm pretty sure there's an industry where people make good money doing that.
Saliva?
No, putting on condoms with their mouth. Oh, wait, yeah. Yes, there is. Prostitution, right?
Yes.
Oldest profession in history?
I believe so.
So, yeah, I mean, I thought the Tide Pod thing was bad enough, but...
That's just ignorant. I mean... Like Fuck Checker said, those things are so expensive, it's just wasteful.
Like, where were the condoms then? Like, when... Yeah. You know? No, I remember I went to a local store, and they had no Tide Pods on the shelf. They were all locked up in the back. All because dumbasses were eating them.
Yeah.
But mind you... These are the same dumbasses that are experts now on gun reform and gun laws.
Oh,
right.
And
the ones that are going to teach us a thing or two about the
guns don't kill. Tide Pods kill.
Right. These are the political activists of tomorrow. I'm glad I'm going to die soon. This planet's going to fucking suck in 10
seriously.
Years.
Guns don't kill people. Idiots swallowing Tide Pods kill people.
Maybe more of them should swallow more.
Yeah. That speaking of swallowing more.
I know. Where's Pepper?
I know. Well, she's working.
Swallowing more. It's kind of her thing. I mean, she's always been good at it.
Yeah, and you got to stick with what you know. And right. All I know is how to live at my grandma's house. So there you go.
That's not true. Wasn't there like a couch crash for a couple of weeks with an aunt or an uncle somewhere in there?
Yeah, but you know, that's a hobby. That's not so really. That's not really my like MO, like my moneymaker.
Where would you say that lies?
At my grandma's house.
Is that where you take the clients?
Yes. I pay rent.
And is she still banging on the walls when it gets too loud?
No, I turn on the air conditioner. It could be like 40 degrees outside. That air conditioning is just blasting.
I mean, that's the worst when like you have a neighbor that's like that can't figure out how to put on headphones or stick their fingers in their ear and they commence to banging on the wall or banging on their ceiling or, you know, like...
Or she's trying to yell out pointers like what I'm doing wrong and how to make it better. I don't know how they did it in the 50s, Grandma, but it's changed a lot.
God damn it, woman, I'm working.
You don't see me come to your place of employment and tell you how to do it.
It was like Pepper is like, I don't come down to where you work and slap the dick out of your mouth and tell you how to do your job.
She did. She lies.
So what would you do for April Fool's Day? Did you prank anybody? Did you get anybody good?
No, I didn't. April Fool's, I didn't do anything. I feel kind of sad. I really missed my opportunity, but you know, there's the rest of the year. Why just celebrate the one day when you could do it year round?
That's true. I have a lot of dumb friends. I could probably get away with that shit all year too.
Exactly.
Speaking of dumb friends, even though she's not here, Pepper is the one that I got for.
What did you do?
I convinced her for at least an hour that I got some chick pregnant.
Did she think it was her?
Ew, that's gross. That's gross. I don't want herpes.
Again.
Yeah, once was enough. And I'm definitely not trying to fuck with Hep C, so Pepper's out. Oh. But no, I...
Aww.
I'm not that adventurous. I mean, maybe. I mean,
in a hazmat suit.
Yeah, with a hat. Like, no, with the full body condom, like in the Naked Gun.
There you go. There you go.
Pulling a Leslie Nielsen,
and it's still not tight enough. So get some of your friends in on this.
That's why, join in the party. That's why when Squanto was like, "Hey, we're getting married," I was like, "Oh, you guys are smashing unprotected. You can share drug needles again." So yeah, so no, I had her going for about an hour, and then she's like, "And what about Fuck Checker? What are you gonna do about her?" And I was like, "I don't know. Like maybe she'll help raise the baby." She was saying that she wanted another kid. I'm like, there you go, problem solved. Ask and ye shall receive.
See how thoughtful you are?
Right? I'm a giver. Yes. Always giving. So the next day she asked me, she's like, so what are you going to do? Oh, no. At the end, to fuck with her even more, she's like, well, what are you going to do? And I was like, well, I'm going to call her and talk to her and hope she's pro-choice like anybody else would.
That's right.
And she was like, you're really going to suggest that? And I was like, suggest it? I mean,
I'm heating up the wire hanger right now.
I mean, if that kid gets born, he's going to have more moves than Jagger from dodging coat hangers in the womb when he was being conceived. I think I probably, just thinking about it, I mean, I shouldn't be saying it on the air because a lot of them listen to the show, so now they're going to expect it. But I do have quite a few friends that I could just, you know, kind of fuck with, you know, through the course of the year.
Yeah, celebrate year-round. Don't just make one day of it.
Do like a once-a-month kind of thing?
Yes.
Like just pick a random friend and like, hey, today.
Guess what? It's you. Surprise.
You know what? Maybe I should do that. I'll update, I'll throw up a blog on or a post on the site, and every time after I do the prank, and I'll do one a month through for the rest of the year.
You've been fuck checked.
That's going to be a good one though.
We always need new segments.
That's true. That's true. So have you ever had anybody get you really good on April Fool's Day?
Let's see. April Fool's joke. My parents, maybe. Like, I thought I was adopted, but then they're like, just kidding, you're ours. I'm like, damn it. Other than that, no. I mean, I had hopes and dreams, and those were dashed. And
oh, so you've had kids?
Yes, yes, yes. I have two at home right now.
So you know what that's like. There was life. There was hopes. There was dreams. Then came kids.
Damn
now
it.
None of that should exist. At least not for us.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
No, I had an ex-girlfriend that after we broke up, she waited for it. Just I guess it happened to be like good timing, at least for the April Fool's joke. It's like 3 weeks later, she calls and she's like, hey, I'm pregnant. And I was like, what? And she said, I'm pregnant. And I'm like, okay. It's April Fool's Day. And she's like, you're right. I'm like, so are you going to keep it? And she's like, and she just kind of laughs. And I'm like, oh, it's an April Fool's prank. And she's like, no, I'm just kidding. I really am pregnant. And I am going to keep it. And I was like,
well, good for you. Bye.
And she goes, and she's like, why are you staying quiet? I'm like, I'm just processing the information. And she's like, stop worrying. I'm just kidding with you. It's April Fool's Day. I'm pro-choice. So
I like how that's a female go-to, is like, I'm pregnant. I actually had a friend who her and her boyfriend broke up, and she was so pissed off. And her sister at the time was pregnant, so she had her take a pregnancy test, so it come up positive. And she just throws the pregnancy test at him, saying, it's yours. I'm like, that's so disgusting. She peed on that. That's filthy.
Why yeah, would you right?
Just, yeah, that's nasty.
That's why I never got those commercials where they're like, they're holding them, and they're all super happy. And
yeah.
I'm like, bitch, you're waving a piss stick around. What the fuck is wrong
Put
with you?
Down. Go Put that down.
Put that down. Go wash your fucking hands.
You filthy bitch.
Mom, I'm pregnant. Call MTV. No,
I just got that. Well, don't even get me started on that shit.
What, the best time to be pregnant is when you're a Mexican teen?
Yeah, it really is. Because by the time you're 30s, that's when life really starts.
Oh, that's what like half of the people in my class said.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, what do they know? They had kids who were in there like in eighth grade. So, no, talking about the April Fool stuff and the jokes and just, you know, fucking with people and comedy, and it kind of brings up that point that we had talked about before, people getting super sensitive and needing fucking apologies for jokes, and comedians that were, you know, that are established comedians that are genuinely funny are now apologizing for jokes that they make or tweets that they post, or it just shit like that.
It's stupid.
I still think it's fucking retarded. Like, it's why? What's the fucking point? Like, it was a fucking joke. Like, and especially, you know who the biggest ones that are the quick to get offended? I mean, your tribe, your clan.
Yeah, the gays. We don't like jokes so much.
Right? I mean, how is it
you
guys...
build a bridge.
How is it you guys can take a dick, but you can't take a joke? I mean...
Hey, don't let me in with all of them. I can take both at the same time. I put it on my resume.
I know, and that's why I have a question. That exact question came up in the game that we're going to get into in a little bit. But
a dick or a joke, what's easier to take?
Well, I mean, when you're great at taking both, I mean, hey. Well,
yeah, multitask.
Like you said, you got to go where the money's at.
That's right.
And market for everything. I'm sure there's a market for that.
My cigarettes and prepaid phone aren't going to pay themselves.
That reminds me of a shirt that I saw. It says, I'm not gay, but 20 bucks is 20 bucks.
That's right.
The Jimmy Kimmel thing, he made it, and it wasn't even a gay joke. It wasn't like outright. It was kind of one of those like subtle things, and they just picked it up, and now Fox News, you know how they get. They're turning him into like, I hate gays. It was basically the same thing that happened with Mel Gibson.
We don't want him anyway.
No, and then I don't know, man, that I liked him a lot when he was on The Man Show.
That show was amazing.
It was. Granted, Adam Carolla was doing most of the writing, but I mean, hey, I'm sure Kimmel and
Sarah, who has the career now?
Right, Sarah Silverman.
That's right.
And he does a lot of flip-flopping, because, you know, if you remember anything about The Man Show, you remember Girls on Trampoline.
Yes.
And all the, like, the trampoline girls that were in some of the segments and just how they were dressed and this and that. And now flash forward a few years and he's on his soapbox talking about sexism and like it's bad and this and that. I was like, motherfucker, do you not remember The Man Show? I'm like, did you do that much cocaine? I mean, I know Rick James said it was a hell of a drug, but holy fuck.
Still,
dude.
He has lost a lot of weight, so maybe he has done quite a bit of cocaine.
I bet you he's hooked on meth now.
One hit and it'll hook you.
How should I lose weight? I don't know. Break Bad. So what do you think? I know we're in the midst of like writing our stand-up routines, and so just, I mean, knowing our material already,
right?
Do you feel even the slightest inkling to apologize for anything that's in any of those routines or anything we've said on the show?
No, it's a joke. It's a joke. I mean, if you can't joke about it, it just makes it that much more depressing, or it makes it that much more real. So, I mean, you just have to have like some sense of humor about life, because life does suck a lot of the time. So, I mean, if you can't joke about it, it's just, what's the point? And as for apologies, I mean, you can say ahead of time, and I'm sure people are aware, anything's offensive. Anybody can be offended by anything. So with that being said, turning on the TV, watching a fucking Lifetime movie could be offensive to men. Like, where's men's, like, Lifetime television for idiots, you know? It's like, where's the complaining there? Like, why are you getting so, like, pissy about, like, one thing? There's so many things to be offended about. Like, just take it for what it's worth. It's a joke. Enjoy it. I mean, unless they're specifically talking about you, breaking down who you are as a person, and even then... It's like, who cares? Who cares?
Right. Of all the things, I mean, there's a ton of things that you can apologize for. I'm sorry I stepped on your shoe. I'm sorry I talked over you. I'm sorry I put it in the wrong hole when you said you were asleep.
I'm sorry your outfit doesn't match and I have to talk shit about you. I apologize.
Well, we don't know what Pepper's wearing today. We're just assuming it doesn't match.
More likely than not. Like, for me, like, so this is the gay coming out in me, but I hate how... Joan Rivers. Joan Rivers is an amazing comedian, and I hate how she was always ridiculed for making fun of what people wore on the red carpet. And it's like, these people are millionaires. These people are making so much money. These people are wearing outfits head to toe that are more than like worth more than people's houses, and you're gonna get like insecure if she tells you it doesn't match or you don't look good. Build a bridge, take the check, go home, be happy, calm down. I mean, first world problems, right?
Right.
Like, you're so gonna get offended because she says you look like shit. I mean,
pop
seriously.
Some more Percocet, you'll be fine.
Yeah, Percocet.
Did I say the magic word?
Yes. Don't dangle it in front of me and just pull it away. I told my boyfriend that, and I'm gonna tell you the same thing. It's like you just right there, and then you just yank it away. Ugh, what a dick.
That's
it's like last night all over again.
I completely agree that you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't like dangle the dick and then take it away.
Yeah.
No.
No
really
dick dangling.
I gotta make you a shirt that says that.
Please.
That just says dick dangling and has like the circle with the line through it.
Yeah. No dick dangling.
but you gotta wear it when you go to bed though.
I'll wear it to next Saturday's function. We're having a family function.
Oh my god. Yes.
Will it be ready by then?
I'll go to the mall. They press them up right on the spot.
He's two. He should know.
We're now at a point in society where everybody's getting offended by everything, and like I'm
offended by these people getting offended. That's offensive to me.
Right?
That everybody's getting offended by every little thing. Like, ugh, it's the worst.
I think that in the grand scheme of comedy and like in everyday life, I think that's what does it for me. Is like just pisses me off the most is people just getting all butthurt for nothing. It's like, come on, dude. Relax. It's even if it was aimed directly at you, so what? Laugh at yourself. Be able to.
We all are anyway.
Yeah, right. The rest of us are fucking doing it. You may as well join in with the crowd. But I don't know. It fucking bugs me. You know what I mean?
It's annoying.
Like, just get the fuck over it. Grow up. Fucking stop being such a little bitch. It is what it comes down to, I guess. Really.
Yeah.
So. That being said, we're going to go ahead and move on from our little fucking diatribe because that shit was utterly depressing.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be a comedy show and fucking millennials. So we're going to get into a little game that Cookie and I are calling Lie or Lie. So Cookie's going to pick whether he's going to tell a lie or he's going to tell a lie. I'm going to sit here and throw some curveballs at him and see if he can swallow. I mean, hit him.
Shut up.
And so now I bring to you the tyrannical teabagger, Cookie. All right.
I like having a nickname.
All right, Cookie, lie or lie?
Lie.
All right. Top or bottom? What's your thought?
The middle. The best part of the Oreo is the middle.
Is that the part of the sandwich that you prefer to be?
Yes. It's a little bit of both. You're not taking so much. You're not giving so much. It's just enough. Just enough.
An all-around participant. That's
yes,
teamwork.
That's, yes.
Teamwork
it's
makes
all
the
or
dream
nothing.
Work.
It's all or nothing. I'm not Jewish. I can't just lie there and do nothing. I may look it, but I'm not.
No, I think that's more Pillow Princess, right? Like kind of Pepper and not out of the...
She doesn't sound like a Pillow Princess. She sounds like... have you guys ever seen Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood? And then they're doing it in that UPS car or the UPS truck and she just turns into like a demon.
Yeah.
That's Pepper. That is what Pepper is.
I don't know. As lazy as she is, I don't think so.
Maybe she's saving her energy.
I doubt
it. She can't use it right now. She's going to work later.
You know what? I think maybe Jasmine, because Jasmine like will tell me some shit like on Messenger, and I'm like, God damn, dude, you're scaring the shit out of me right now.
Yeah.
Things she wants to try with Wilson, I'm like, whoa, pump the fucking brakes, dude. I don't think his butthole's going to be able to take that.
Challenge accepted.
And we're not talking about just the standard vegan barbecue.
Oh, I'm starving.
I don't know. She mentioned something about doing it with eggplants, but whatever. I guess that's their thing.
Yeah. Vegetarians, what are you going to do?
All right. So, lie or lie?
Lie.
Typical. When's the last time you apologized for an after-sex joke?
Never. You never apologize for an after-sex joke. We were just talking about this. A joke is always funny, especially after sex, and you don't apologize for it. If they cry, that's their bad. If they can't take the joke, move on. Move on.
Like that one guy that got offended at your
domestic violence
jokes.
Holy You're a shit. Doctor. You should know better.
That's what I knew it was going to work out right then and there, because I was like, that's like 80% of his material right
it
there.
It really is.
What he's going to talk about.
Domestic violence. And apparently talking about domestic violence in front of an Uber driver that we're never going to see again is super offensive.
Jeez, man. Like, people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit. That's terrible.
That was terrible.
All right. So, next one. You want to go with a lie or with a lie?
I'm going to go with what I know, and I'm going to go with lie.
All right. Spit or swallow?
I feel if you're talented enough, you could do both.
I saw a porno that started like that once.
Actually, oh, so you're ended. Familiar with my work.
Oh, no, ended like that once. Oh. Sorry.
Sorry, that was not me then. I like to start off with a showstopper and end with a ballad.
I think there is porn that does that, isn't there? Where like it flashes like the end first, and then it like goes back to the shitty storyline at the beginning where...
Like the Back to the Futures of porno?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, that's amazing.
They make you pay, like porn you have to pay attention to.
Ugh.
Like anybody does. Everybody's just fast forwarding to the good part anyways.
Yes.
All right, let's see. Lie or lie?
Let's see. Let's change it up a little bit and go with lie. Mm-hmm.
Well, then... Here's a good one. When's the last time you shocked your parents?
Shocked my parents? Well, I don't know my parents. Just kidding.
That's not true. You don't know your dad.
I'd like to meet him someday. Shocked my parents. Last time I shocked my parents. I think it's like a daily occurrence. Like the fact that I get up before noon is shocking to them. The fact that my dad can leave his pill bottle out and I don't get to them is shocking to them.
It would be.
Got you. That's Tylenol in there. So it's a daily thing. I feel I have to keep them on their toes. They're a little bit older now. They need to keep their senses going. You can't just let them lie there and do nothing, because then that's when you really start to age. So I feel like I'm doing them a solid and a favor by just constantly. They're waiting for me to tell them I'm not gay, but that was the truth. That wasn't just for shock value. I mean, sure, they found me in the backseat of our neighbor's car, but really, it was to be expected. Have you seen my neighbor? You're like, don't you live next door to your cousin? Shut up. We're second cousins.
God, when was the last time I shocked somebody? Oh yeah, hanging a mirror above my bed. One of the kids saw me, and then somebody asked, like, what was so shocking about that? I was like, it was their mirror.
They went to school looking like shit. Thanks, Dad.
That awkward moment when you realize what the mirror over your parents' bed is really for.
Right.
All right. So.
My dad has a back problem. That's why my parents have the mirror over their bed.
That's why they only do it doggy style, because it's easier on his lower back.
You need leverage.
It has got to keep at least one shoe on.
That's right.
All right. Your next lie or lie?
I will go with lie.
All right. How do you feel about pill popping?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I mean, everybody has their vices. Some people drink, some people smoke, some people do pills. I just named you all my vices, so I think that's pretty safe to say that. All in moderation, though. All in moderation. I like to go through with at least 1 week of withdrawals every month, so just to keep things flowing and real. You don't want to get immune to them, so you have to.
You just kind of shock your system every once in a while.
Yeah,
like shocking your liver every once in a while by drinking water.
It doesn't even know what to do with it.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Oh. All right. Here's your last one.
Make it a good one.
All right. Lie or lie?
Lie.
All right. Where did you meet your partner?
Like corner specific or?
I don't need to know who his pimp was, even though I probably know who he is. But yeah, like I guess general vicinity.
It was a park playground.
Oh, so they lifted the restraining order. You'd be-
they did. Once they took that anklet off, I was like, I'm good to go.
Wait, cause, right, because how are you supposed to see shit at 500 feet away?
It's hard. It's hard, and binoculars are getting more and more expensive, and I just didn't have the time and or money. Online, we met online.
Christian mingle?
Hell yes. No, J-date. I need to know they're good with money, because I am not.
That reminds me of one of the time one of my friends went on, sugardaddies.com. I was like...
That was your friend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
She was like, I wanted to find one around my area, but she lives in a shitty area. And I'm like, if you find somebody on sugardaddies.com and you that's near you and you live in a shitty area, they probably
chances
sell
are.
Drugs.
Yeah.
Or you just got drafted into the sex trade. So, I mean,
it's a win-win. Jasmine's cousin.
Right? I was just about to ask. Well, we got to ask her how she's doing.
Yeah. We haven't spoke to her in a while since she did that one video on the airplane.
Oh, yeah. The Korea Air Orgy.
Yep.
I was let down by that thing, honestly. I thought it was going to be on the plane where they were getting down, and they weren't. And I was.
It's the worst.
I mean. I think the title was just a little bit misleading. I mean,
and I agree with the beauty heroine because it sounds so like enticing, like oh, like an air, like a pilot suit, stewardess is dressed to the nine, you know, like oh, that sounds like cute. But no, it was naked Asians.
Yeah, and based off of that, it could have been any of the Asian airlines. It could have been Air Japan. It could have been Air China. It could have been Air Korea. I mean, fucking rice is rice. Like
that's right.
So, like.
It was all right. I've seen better.
Right. You know what? Honestly, I think the guy that was the professional dry humper, I thought that was
awesome.
That was a better story than the Air Korea orgy.
Has anybody gotten contact with him, by the way?
He still won't return my calls.
Ugh. What a dick.
I guess he's not like too big on the idea of being a bottom. I don't know. To each their own, but
who is?
Well, luckily for you, your fiance.
Yes. Nailed it.
Otherwise, that's a lot of hand jobs.
You can find more than a dollar at a park.
Right? 20 bucks is 20 bucks.
Yes.
I don't know. So, I mean, we're midway through this season, and I think we've had some pretty interesting topics I thought we're going to turn into a lot longer.
Trump's in office. We're going to have endless topics.
And that was some shit that started season one, the whole racist things the president says.
Yes.
I mean, that's why I'm not shocked the least bit when he says something stupid. It's like we have a whole segment dedicated to it. So it's going to happen.
Yep. It's like inevitable.
Like the shithole countries remark. That was funny.
That was.
I mean, I guess less funny if you're from one of those shithole countries, but.
True.
You know, I mean, if you are, you're probably not listening anyways. I mean, it's like the choice between going to a country music festival in Vegas or
vacationing in Puerto Rico
for 2 weeks.
Yeah, either or. Your call.
Right. So, I don't know, but like I thought the ones that we're going to go, like we're going to run longer were like the, what, porn center? The one where we narrated the porno like John Madden.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's some good shit.
And then, the sex at the Buffalo Bills Stadium. That one was ridiculous. That one turned into, because that was when Alana Love was on.
Oh, okay.
And so I think that one ended up getting derailed and turned into like a half a conversation about butt sex. Mm. And...
Those are the best derailments.
And that was just the 15 minutes that you were talking.
Exactly. I had a lot to say.
I'm pretty sure at some point Alana Love was sitting there taking notes on butt sex.
Anal, not just for teenagers anymore.
It's, I guess, you could tell who was forced to have it as a child. Like the same people that don't like vegetables, like if you're forced to have them as a child, you're not going to like them as an adult. So yeah. I just
get them started early.
Right. I just assume that people like that don't like butt sex are the ones that, you know, kind of had it early and were forced to have the children. And now they don't like having it as adults.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
Except for Pepper. She was a trooper.
Yeah. She's the go with what you know girl.
Good thing for her. She knows how to do at least that. Otherwise, mm-hmm. she'd be broke.
She's still living with her parents?
Until they kick her out.
That's right.
And that's what she gets for missing another show.
In your face, Pepper.
What was your favorite segment so far from season two?
I enjoyed the games. I liked the games because we could just go on tangents with the games. Like, Lie or Lie is just the one that we were playing right now, but we had like numerous games that we were playing throughout. I'm just lost right now, but I just enjoy the games. Would you rather?
The Would You Rathers, yes. The Urban Dictionary guessing game, that one I like a lot.
Yeah.
That one's funny. That one's always funny. Is when we had Alo the Bad Guy on, the comedian from the East Coast, he loved that game. He ran with it like a lot, so I think we should do more rounds of that. Or the
challenge accepted.
The bullshit artist.
Yes,
that one was fun to do. Because, and for those of you that didn't get a chance to catch that segment, a bullshit artist is our spinoff on Two Truths and a Lie. So we each one of us makes three statements, and one of it can be any combination of true or false, and the object of the game is to figure out which ones are true and which ones are lies. So that one was good because that one turned into like a 30-minute tangent at one point. So we just ended up.
Can I say tangent is my favorite segment? I love going on tangents.
Yeah, I know.
I'm literally sitting on a soapbox right now.
I know. I'm the one that has to edit the show afterwards.
You're welcome.
And so the live broadcast is fun too. I like doing the Rice and Beans radio, and I definitely do want to do more of those.
It's hard. I feel like I'm not too offensive, or I try to watch it with the words that I say. But when you're told not to, is like when you want to do it the most.
Yeah, that was really difficult.
Like, don't stick it in there. Oh, challenge accepted.
Just kidding.
Full penetration.
Just the tip is what I call the pregame.
That's right. That's the appetizer.
Main course time, right down on this.
It will hurt.
But there are some of the games that we did come up with that we haven't had a chance to try yet. But later on during the season, we're definitely going to go ahead and get into some of those, like the Lion Sack of Shit game, where it's you know the spinoff of To Tell the Truth, old game show from way back in like what. The 60s, late yes. 60s, early 70s. And that one is, well, basically, the best way I can explain it is to kind of watch, was it Catch Me If You Can with DiCaprio yes. and Tom Hanks?
Great movie.
And the game show at the beginning of that movie is
essentially what is, we're,
yeah, basically yeah. The central idea for this game. I think that one we're going to kind of need to do when we have a special guest, like a guest on, or just somebody that's not, you know, in the normal rotation of hosts, because then I think we know each other well enough where we're going to know like right away who's lying and who's not. So
yeah,
I think it'd be more fun if the guest was to try to guess, you know, which one of us.
Like genuine obscurity.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you don't know this, that's why you're the best person around. You don't know this, which is why you've agreed to.
Yeah.
You don't know us, that's why you're here doing the show.
Otherwise you wouldn't be.
Right. So, but I think the next guest we're going to get on is probably going to be like in a couple of weeks. And
who do we have?
Oh, that one's going to be a surprise.
Aww.
I would tell you guys, but I'll just kind of shock you when they get here.
I love a good shocker.
And I see $20 to whoever can make him want to leave first.
Yes, yes. I need $20 so bad for Percocet.
Except for Pepper, because she's just obnoxious and offensive by nature, and they're just going to want to leave after shaking her hand.
It's sticky.
You know, if, of all the people that should carry around a bottle of fucking Purell, you know
seriously.
What I mean?
Seriously. When's her birthday?
I think the same day they found the AIDS monkey.
Coincidence? I think not.
Right, whatever that day is, that was Pepper's birthday when they found the AIDS monkey. So, oh, the other two games that were the movie quotes conversation.
Yes.
And I know it doesn't sound hard, but...
It's fucking difficult.
I challenge you, try to have a conversation with your friend using nothing but movie quotes and see how hard it actually is. Because Cookie and I like speak in constant movie quotes, and it was hard to have a 2-minute conversation just using that. I don't know what was worse, that or the 2-minute warning.
Oh, the 2-minute warning. Oh, that was fun.
We got to do that again soon.
Yes,
that one. Yeah, we haven't done that in a long time.
That's some good times right there.
And the other one was the conversation of backhanded compliments, which I think just based on what I know about Pepper's mom and the shit that I've heard her say over the years. I think Pepper's going to kick all of our asses in that game. She has so many.
Archives are just endless.
Yeah, I feel like I should just be following her mom and her grandmother around with a notepad and a pen, just like taking notes. Her mom's the one that, her grandmother at a party says, "You shouldn't spit on people because you're not Jewish and the Jews spit on Jesus." I shit you not. That's exactly what she said verbatim. And I was like,
that's just the truth, though. I'm just kidding.
So I kind of almost want to have her on. Just
Pepper's grandma?
Yes. That lady has absolutely no filter whatsoever.
I just want to feel young for a little bit. Tell me about the olden days when you had to stand up and change the channel.
And another game got suggested to me earlier today. It was, you know, a lot of people like want to hear what the homeless have to say, but nobody actually wants to talk to them. So I figure we take the mobile rice and beans recorder and go find some homeless people. Let's see how funny they really are.
I have a feeling they're just going to have a really like bright outlook on life, so...
I mean, they're living the dream. Why would they not, right?
Exactly.
They don't have to answer to the man. Come and go as they please. They make their own schedule. You know, they don't like their current location. They can just pick up and move on to somewhere else.
Not Orange County.
Right. You know, so... And most of them, I'm sure, are completely mentally stable. So that should really be good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we'll go ahead and take the mobile recorder out and... You know, see how homeless people
how they live,
how they carry on.
good times. Right? We have plans now,
and that's weird because usually it's just me and you, anyways. It's mostly just everything off the top of the head.
It's literally a Sunday evening, and we're doing nothing. You know,
that's not true. We're always drinking,
always.
I mean, I'm just kidding. That's not true. We're not always drinking. Sometimes we're smoking weed and popping pills.
Sometimes.
I mean, you got to break it up.
Change it up. Exactly. Like you know? I said, you have to shock your immune system.
It just gets boring after a while. Same one vice over and over and over again.
Change it up. Don't be a one-trick pony.
All right? It's like the fucking Daniel Day-Lewis of doing the same thing.
Ugh, he's the worst. We get it. You have 3 Oscars. You can do a British accent. That's not an accent?
Is it?
I would assume it is.
Oh, man. And that's the other thing we got to work in there, your yearly Oscar roundup. We missed it last year, but I mean, I know we covered this one, but I think we...
Yeah, I mean...
We didn't get to see if your predictions came through.
All but one. All but one.
Damn.
Yeah. Because I'm that gay. I like to watch the Oscars with a plate of chicken, a beer in one hand, and a dick in the other.
You sound like Pam. We got to get Pam the lesbian back on. She was awesome.
That bitch.
And then what about Homo Bruce?
Homo Bruce? Ugh. Last time we talked to him, he sounded kind of sick. Sounds like AIDS got to him.
His AIDS is acting up again?
Yeah, it's the worst.
You know how that guy gets.
Yeah. So for such a flake.
So for those of you that joined late in the season, Homo Bruce and Pam the Lesbian are our correspondents out in the street, and they occasionally call in here to the show. And believe it or not, we actually do have an 800 number that comes in here, and we give it out. But I'm far too lazy to do that shit right now.
That sounds like and work.
It kind of does. That and answering your dumbass phone calls, pretending that I care as I'm talking to your dumbass.
You're like, I have kids. I spend all my time pretending with them. You could be whatever you want. Yeah, you're smart. No, you're not ugly.
Yes, of course you're going to succeed in life. Yes, I believe in you.
Magic is real. Now let's go to church.
So we can go see the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus. So I think we're going to have a lot of fun with the rest of the season and
what's to come.
Right, more live broadcasts, and hopefully we can keep from swearing as much as we do on the normal broadcast.
Like, what the fuck are you talking
like,
about?
Like I tell everybody, it's like the difference between going to from satellite radio to actual like FM radio, where you are censored and you can't, you know, you can't say half the shit that we're saying now. Which I don't know, that was hard.
That was quite difficult.
I gotta say, I mean, like, you know, like,
challenge not accepted.
It's like, do you want to go the Howard Stern route, or do you want to be like, you know, Friday Hossie, Friday Heidi Frosty and Frank?
Stern's a Jew, and Jews are savvy business people, so let's Jew it up.
Or we like Kevin and Bean, even though one of them is has Asperger's.
Ugh, it's the worst. I hate when I get a soggy burger.
Well, I think we're going to go ahead and call it a night for tonight, but we are going to be coming back with another Rice and Beans Radio coming up next week. And don't forget to check out the Our Friends section of the site. We just put it up about a week ago, and those are the businesses. For right now, they're just kind of local to the Los Angeles area, but Jasmine is getting some together for the East Coast that you guys can check out. A bunch of cool places and businesses out there. There's a lot of services and food places and fitness,
nail
and
salons, donut shops, dry cleaners.
That's gonna be Jasmine's
MO.
Yeah, that's Jasmine's list, totally, for sure. Because I mean, that's what she knows. That's what she's good at. I mean,
exactly. It's what pays the bills,
right? It's just gonna be a listing of post offices, donut shops, and nail salons that are around her house. And some of them are in her aunt's basement, but I mean, yeah. You know,
massage parlors,
the seamstress, kind of. It's just a bunch of little kids sewing shoes
gel
together.
Gel nail acrylic donut.
So, anyways, guys, we're gonna get up on out of here. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and don't forget to check us out next week. Until next time,
I like my cookies with nuts.